I'm home.
Where is she? Hey, there you are. How's your day? Yeah? Well, sounds like you had a lot of fun. Speaking of fun, are you ready for our date tonight? I mean, you sure do look ready in that cute dress of yours. I'm glad I was able to give you a date night in the first place. I mean, I've been so busy lately. I didn't think it would have been possible this week. What's that? You got it where? Oh, really? All right, tell me all about it. Just, here, let me just put my stuff away, and then we'll head out in a bit, all right? Hey, why'd you, shut the door? What? Come on, baby, don't play games with me. Let me just head inside and put my bag away, then we can go on our date. Why can't I go into our room? I mean, well, how else am I supposed to put away my things? No. Don't be ridiculous. I'm literally 2 feet away from the door. You don't have to put them away for me. Now tell me why you're so hellbent on keeping me out of our room. Really? You don't know? Well, I think I might. Wouldn't have anything to do with the fact that I asked you to clean up that little mess you made in there earlier. That look on your face says it all. Baby, babe, stop it. Let go of my arm right now, little girl. You want to explain all this? No. All right. I think I can piece everything together. It looks like rather than cleaning up the small little mess you made earlier like I asked you to, you happened to make a bigger one by tossing your clothes everywhere while getting ready, despite the fact that you had literally all day to clean it up. Okay, you know what? We're canceling our plans for the night and staying right here to clean up this mess. Because it's not just this. For the past few days, you've been breaking all sorts of rules. On Monday, you refused to go to bed at a reasonable hour, so I put you in the corner for a while. Wednesday? You remember Wednesday? You kept cursing even after I scolded you for 10 minutes. Thursday, you stayed out all night without calling or texting, making me worried sick about where you were. And now this? Well, I've had it. This has gone on for long enough, and I think it's time for a bit harsher of a punishment. I know you're new to being my little girl, but I think it's time I finally gave you a spanking. Well, if you didn't want one, you should have thought of that before you acted out so much. Now come on, little girl. I know you know how this works. Bend over my knee. What the? Little girl, come back here! Seriously? You're locking yourself up in the bathroom. Don't you think that's a bit much? Come on, you know why I punish you, right? Yeah, because you act up, but also because I love you. You know, we set up these specific rules for you, and we agreed that if you break the rules, you'd be punished. So that we can make sure you're being a good little girl, and because I know you like to feel small. I know it can seem a little scary, and it might hurt, but you know that once I make it clear you need a punishment, you are no doubt going to get one, right? I need you to come out of there. Please. There we go. Okay, little girl. You know what you need to do? Over my knee. And no running away this time. Good girl. So, Daddy's gonna give you a few over your dress. then over your panties, then bare. Why? Because we need to warm you up. It'd be more painful to just start off bare. Daddy's also feeling generous for your first spanking. Now then, are you ready? So tell me, what's gotten into you? Why are you breaking almost all of my rules? I asked you a question, little girl, and I expect an answer. No, that's not how this works. Tell me why you've been misbehaving lately. I know you know why, but for some reason you don't want to say. Maybe I should just start you off bare instead. No squirming, little girl. You brought this on yourself. Such dirty little words. Looks like someone needs me to go harder and show you what happens when naughty little brats curse. I know it hurts. If it didn't, what would be the point of this? I'm going to make sure that you learn your lesson, even if I have to make that ass of yours nice and red. I'll ask you once more, little girl. And you'd better answer this time. Why are you acting up so much? You're staying silent now. All right. Don't say I didn't warn you. I have no clue why on earth you're deciding to be such a stubborn little brat about such a simple little question. I'm sure this will get some answers out of you. Ready to tell me? Go on, then. I don't understand. You said you were testing me? Why would you do that, little girl? You know Daddy doesn't like that. So, you were acting out this week because you wanted to see how many rules you could break before I would punish you. But once you realized I wasn't such a pushover, you got cold feet. Am I getting this right? Okay. Thank you for telling me the truth. But I'll still give you 5 more so you'll learn your lesson, and this won't happen again. I want you to count with me, okay? Good girl. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now tell me, who is in charge? Say it again. That's right, little girl. Daddy's in charge. I don't want to have to punish you over something like this ever again. If you want a spanking, just ask me. You don't have to act out. Now, let's finish this little session of ours. Remember, count with Daddy. 5. Get up. Come sit with Daddy. Hey, look at me. We're done now, okay? Come here. What was that? Sure, I can rub your bottom for you. After you feel better, maybe we can still go out for our date later. Yeah, I know I said we're staying home, but I think I can make an exception. We'll clean this mess tomorrow. I have the day off anyway, but for now, Daddy has other plans. Let me just run my hands down your shoulder and over your breasts. You won't mind if I play with these, right? It's not like you have much of a choice. Come closer to me. I think I'm going to kiss down your jaw all the way to your neck. Is that a moan I heard? Oh, you like this, don't you, little girl? You like it when I squeeze your breasts and suck on your neck. Give me your hands. Do you feel that? Do you feel how hard you make your daddy's cock? That's what you do to me. Oh, I bet if I lift up your dress and put my hands here, just as I thought, your pussy is dripping wet, baby. I knew this would make you feel better. Daddy knows his little girl. Spread your legs for me. God damn, baby. Oh, you're so fucking sexy. I can see you dripping down your thighs. Your little cunt is just begging for daddy's cock to be deep inside, isn't it? Thrusting you over and over and over again. Yes, scream for me. I want you to feel nothing but pleasure, little girl. Feel daddy's cock inside you. I want you to play with your tits as I'm fucking you. And squeeze them as I fuck you hard. Do you like being daddy's little girl, huh? Say it. Oh, I'm getting close, baby. Yes. Daddy's gonna fill up your little pussy. Oh, fuck, that's it. Feel me. Oh, little girl. Oh, you're making me go crazy with that lip biting. I'm gonna come now. That's it. That's it. Oh. I'm coming. Let me lie down beside you. I told you Daddy knows this little girl. Come closer to me, princess. Why are you smiling? You like that, don't you? My sweet little princess. You know, if you try being a good girl for me for a while, then you'll hear nice little names like that more often. I'll never get tired of kissing you. Oh? Are you sure you still want to go? After all that, I'd think you'd be a little more tired. Okay. Okay. I think we can still make it for the dinner reservation. If not, we can find somewhere else to eat for tonight, yeah? A movie? Are you sure you can sit down for that long? Yeah, I thought so. We can come back here after and see what happens. I love you too, Princess.